Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Authorities in DeKalb County are looking for a suspect following what investigators believe was a road rage shooting on I-59 that happened on Sunday evening. Sheriff Nick Weldon says deputies and Valley Head Police responded about 7:15 that evening to a shooting call near Alabama Highway 117. Investigators say a 31-year-old man was shot while driving southbound on 59 near the Hammondville and Valley Head exit area. The victim taken by the DeKalb Ambulance Service to Erlanger in Chattanooga. Officials say he's in stable condition, expected to survive. Sheriff Weldon says the suspect fired multiple rounds from a vehicle during the incident, striking at least two vehicles. Authorities processed three separate scenes connected to the shooting as investigators collected evidence and interviewed witnesses. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office says they do have a description of the suspect vehicle and its general direction of travel and are working with surrounding law enforcement agencies to find it. Sheriff Weldon says road rage incidents can escalate quickly and have life-changing consequences, adding that investigators are working around the clock to identify and arrest the person responsible. The Walker County Sheriff's Office and the GBI are investigating the death of a six-month-old infant in Chickamauga. According to Sheriff Steve Wilson, deputies and EMS responded to a home on Wayne Harris Drive about a quarter till four yesterday morning after getting a report of an unresponsive infant who was not breathing. When emergency crews arrived, the six-month-old boy was pronounced dead at the scene. The Walker County Coroner's Office also responded. Walker County detectives and agents with the GBI are working to determine the cause and manner of death. Officials say no criminal charges have been filed at this time. The infant's body taken to the GBI crime lab in Decatur for an autopsy as the investigation continues. One of the region's biggest shopping events is returning to Dade County. The U.S. 11 Antique Alley Sale is set for May 14th through 17th, bringing shoppers and vendors from across Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama along historic U.S. Highway 11. Locally, Dade County Sports Complex will once again serve as a key stop, with vendor space still available. Organizers say the spots are just $25 for the entire four-day event and include about 30 feet of space. The event draws large crowds every year, offering everything from antiques and furniture to homemade goods and unique finds. If you'd like to reserve a spot, call 423-800-1525. That's 423-800-1525. Drivers should also expect heavier traffic and use caution along Highway 11 during the event. A woman involved in the kidnapping and murder of a North Alabama woman in DeKalb County has been sentenced to prison. Jessie Eden Kelly was sentenced yesterday to 40 years in the Alabama Department of Corrections after pleading guilty last year to murder in the death of Mary Elizabeth Isbell. Investigators say Kelly and her mother, Loretta Carr, kidnapped Isbell in October of 21 and forced her off a cliff at Little River Canyon National Preserve in DeKalb County. Isbell was reported missing in January of 22 by her ex-husband to authorities in Hartsel, Alabama, and in DeKalb County. According to investigators, evidence discovered at Isbell's home led to the arrest of Kelly and Carr. Search crews later located Isbell's remains at Little River Canyon in June of 23. Authorities described the crime as brutal and inhumane. As part of her plea agreement, Kelly agreed to assist prosecutors in the case against Carr. Earlier this year, Carr also pleaded guilty to kidnapping and murder charges and was sentenced to life in prison. Kelly will receive credit for time already served while awaiting sentence. And the Braves are back at home in Atlanta at Truist Park tonight, opening up a three-game series against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch around 7:15. You can catch all the action starting with the pregame show 6 o'clock tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night here on KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.